The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn the rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH, I'm Andy, your host. And on today's instalment, I'm talking to you, originally recorded and broadcast on Saturday, January the 4th, 2025, at achshow.com. I will be presenting a show entitled "Jesse Ventura Became Governor of Minnesota 26 Years Ago Today." And the time is 8:14 a.m. here in London, England, making it 3:14 a.m. on the East Coast of America and 14 minutes past midnight on the West Coast of America. So welcome to wherever you are throughout the world. Okay, so for those of you who just went to achshow.com to listen to the Saturday I'm Talking to You show and wondered what on earth the Wednesday, Thursday and Friday ones were doing there, here is why. I am now recording and broadcasting and I'm Talking to You show 5 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday, which when added to Sunday's traditional Christian message and Tuesday's show with Dr. Peter Hammond, means I am now broadcasting new content every day of the year. The two main differences between the new I'm Talking to You show and the Saturday one you have been accustomed to is that I will no longer include a review of the shows I have listened to in the past week, and on top of my review of the day's independent media news websites, I will also include a review of the day's mainstream news websites. So here we go, folks. I hope you like it. Okay, so let's start off with what I have downloaded this morning to listen to throughout the day. So I still talk about shows, just ones I'm planning to listen to, not ones I've already listened to. And I mention that, well, every day that I've downloaded shows that morning to let you know what I will be listening to in the hope that they may be good. So first up, I have got the Dankoff Report from yesterday. RBN is back. So you go to republicbroadcastingarchives.org. They had about 10 days off or so for Christmas. They came back yesterday, Friday. And the Dankoff Report with Dr. Patrick Slattery as well, which is also a bonus. The two of them always work well together. So I've got that lined up to listen to. And then I also looked at Jeff Rentz's show in the first hour. It's the first hour on the first Friday of the first month, which means it's Madeline Gerwick, who is Jeff's resident astrologer, for a show entitled Rough Times Ahead in January. I thought I'd give that a bash. Then in the second hour, which is Wednesdays and Fridays' second hour, is now Erica Kahn. And this is entitled Updates, Terrible Abuse of Patients, and Green Breast Milk Explained. Now, I really wish Jeff would have just left the title at Updates, Terrible Abuse of Patients, as whilst terrible abuse of patients is a lot worse than green breast milk, that kind of, you know, the green breast milk is something that sort of makes you feel a little bit queasy, although the terrible abuse of patients should make you far more determined to stand up and take action to defend these people, which you can certainly listen to about and decide where you want to go from there. The Jeff and Erica hours, I think there's a section called Jeff and Erica on rents.com, and they are not behind the paywall. And then the third hour, pushing harder to create one world religion. That is with Father Paul Kramer. There was a film called Kramer versus Kramer, wasn't there? Well, they're Catholics as well. And finally, I've got TDS from the rightstuff.biz website, Rudyard Lynch's Dune. That's TDS 1282, Rudyard Lynch's Dune. Obviously a hybrid there between Kipling and David. With regard to David Lynch, I was thinking about that when I saw the title, because he's someone I really looked into recently. Only four of his films do I have, and I've looked at other ones. I have watched Dune. I thought it was absolutely terrible. Paid £8 for it on Blu-ray and just took it to a charity shop. Lost the money. But I've got Eraserhead, the first one, which, again, I've probably only seen a couple of times. It's just really weird. Then there's The Elephant Man, which is my girlfriend's favourite film. And whenever she'll watch films here on a Saturday afternoon, so I'm busy doing stuff in the lounge, and she goes off to the bedroom to watch some, films, because that's where I've got the big television set up and what have you. And whenever she decides she wants to see The Elephant Man again, I always have to be ready for her to come into here crying, because she always cries at the end of it. The other two, which are the best ones for me, are Blue Velvet and Wild at Heart. And there's what makes them so good is the two revolting villains. Dennis Hopper's Frank Booth in Blue Velvet, and Willem Dafoe's, can't quite remember the name, but the character, he evil character, villain he plays in Wild at Heart. There's even, I saw some discussion groups as to who's the worst, most unpleasant out of the two of them. But I looked at other stuff he did. There was Twin Peaks, all this weird sort of stuff. And then he actually did a very normal film about a true story of a guy who drove a tractor across America to see his brother, because he didn't have a driving license, so he could only drive this tractor 5 miles an hour. Drive miles to see his brother who was dying or something. And he didn't have any of the weirdness of his other films, but it was just a bit boring, to be quite frank. So anyway, but it probably still not as bad as what I spent a lot of yesterday watching. I used to watch a program called The Fast Show in the 1990s, and because it had a different title in America. So here we are, The Fast Show. So just go to the top here. And what was it called in America? Let me see. Well, it did say somewhere, but it says it's basically a load of sketches. It's known as Brilliant in the United States. So The Fast Show, also known as Brilliant in the United States. That's the very first line of the Wikipedia article. Maybe I should have started there. But there were sketch characters that they repeat in different episodes, and I just found that when I looked at them, I knew that I'd be fast forwarding through it, because most of the characters I never found funny, but the ones I did, I thought, yeah, I got it second hand for like about £7, and it's the ultimate Fast Show collection. And I watched all the series, and then there's some extras afterwards, and I don't think I've ever watched that much comedy with so little payback in laughter, from my personal point of view. So it's one of those things, again, it's not as good as I remember it. Each of those sketches, the ones I liked were Rowley Birkin, QC, the guy talking, you can't understand a word he's saying. But you just watch one of them, you don't need to watch the rest. It's the same stuff every time. The football manager, the jazz club thing, which I always really liked. Again, it's you pick like the best one, it's not worth watching the rest. So I think it was of its time, and obviously successful, but a reflection upon it now. The one interesting part of it is that Johnny Depp was a big fan of the Rowley Birkin QC character, and loved the show for that. So he ended up agreeing to do a cameo with the Suit You Sir suit salesman, which was another good aspect of the show. But it started off well, and then it just got really vulgar. Do you know what I mean? It was sort of titillation humour at the start, and then they just got really vulgar with it. And I think they peaked in their second series, and then the third series, it all went to their heads. That was the feeling I got, and they really, you know, they went beyond with certain characters and ruined what they had, brought in a load more characters that just weren't funny at all. And that was that. They came back 3 years later for a 3-episode final series, and they've not done anything since. And I, for one, haven't missed them. Okay, so that being said, let's move on to some mainstream media articles or websites. Something I noticed yesterday was this headline from the Daily Mail. Sir Q Jumper, Keir Starmer is booed by other tourists as he skips 3-hour line for toboggan ride during family holiday to Madeira. And you're probably wondering, you know, Madeira, that's a warm island, why would you be tobogganing down it? Well, they've got these things, they're like little trolleys, and I actually went there on one of my cruises with my parents. And I went on this, and you go up, it's quite a hilly island, and you go up to one of the top points, and you get these guys in these little hats. They remind you of the guys who, you know, steer the gondolas for you in Venice, you know, that sort of thing. And they, you know, drive you down in this this little toboggan. And essentially, the headline says it all. Claims that he... Oh, it was security reasons they shouldn't be hanging around. Well, it's, you know, nice touch for security. You've got to avoid waiting for 3 hours, doesn't it? But, you know, make of that what you will. One thing that did remind me of was there was some dyslexic guy who was asking someone if he would zigzag down or zag-zig down on a ski slope. And the guy says, I don't know. I don't know. I'm a toboggonist. And the guy says, oh, in that case, can I have a pack of Marlboro and a box of matches, please? No, it doesn't really work, does it? That's not age well either. I think the only one like that that is probably a bit better is the one about the dyslexic insomniac agnostic who sat up all night wondering if there was a dog. But yes, apologies. Obviously, you have to be so careful with what you say these days. So if there's any dyslexics, insomniacs, agnostics listening, I didn't choose to cause you any offence. I only chose to make people have a little chuckle this time of the morning. Okay, so let's have a look at AP. APnews.com, Associated Press, one of the news wires or news agencies. Update on the New Orleans attack, this is their top stories, is that officials warned of an escalating threat of international terrorism. I've been hearing all these stories on the BBC as well, so they're really pushing for a worldwide Islamic State doing this, that and the other. And someone already made the comment that this could well link in with the Oded Yinon plan for a greater Israel, that if they can keep doing these attacks, whether real or promulgated, as Henry Kissinger famously said, but attribute them to this group, then if Israel continue with the aggression that they've been adopting towards Gaza and other territories around them, we already heard about Miriam Adelson supposedly donating $100 million to the Trump campaign, provided that he will support them taking over the West Bank. So it seems very convenient, doesn't it, if we do start seeing a lot of these attacks, and then you're going to be less likely to see a pushback if this Israeli aggression continues into other areas that the mainstream media will tell you are full of Islamic State. But as we know from areas like Syria, and even Gaza, there is a strong Christian population there, but they don't talk about them because they don't want to upset the so-called Christians, that the Christian Zionists that make up the majority of the Christians today. That might, well, I don't think it would actually offend them because they seem to elevate Zionism above Jesus Christ. But there you go. Probably best not to delve too deep into that one, as I may... Well, my democratic right to free speech in the UK may prevent me from doing so. Okay, so let's go over to the, hold on, the BBC. It was just trying to open all the tabs at once. We don't want that. See what's going on at the BBC. Turned out there was a Briton among the dead in the New Orleans vehicle attack. I mentioned the darts yesterday. Luke Littler. Here's the headline. Teenager Littler demolishes Van Gerwen to claim historic world title. Well, I reckon he's going to fancy himself as that kid off the front of the Fatboy Slim album now. So I did actually follow that. Before I went to bed, I was running a bit late. Sometimes, well, I don't have a set time. Oh, it's 8:30. I've got to go to bed. I go to bed when I'm ready. But I wasn't ready until about 10 o'clock. And it just so happened that I was sort of following it on the text feed coming through on the BBC, saying, you know, what they've been winning and what have you. And at one point, he was 4-0 up in sets. You have to get to 7 to win. And I think it went to 4-1, 5-1, 5-2, 6-2, and he ended up winning 7-3. I was all ready to go to bed when I saw that he'd just taken that 10th set to win 7-3. So that was a pretty good performance. But, yeah, he was my pick to win it. He's going to be 18 in, I think, 17 days' time. So just misses out on being a fellow Aquarian by my calculation. I think Aquarius runs from the 21st of January until sometime in February, doesn't it? Who, well, you know, there you go. I mentioned astrology earlier, so some of those of you listening may be interested in that. Let's scroll down to the most read articles. Farage distances himself from Musk on Robinson. Well, that's clearly an article about Musk supporting Tommy Robinson and Nigel Farage not doing so. And then we've got anything else interesting to look at? How to drive in snow and icy weather. We've got a big cold snap hitting the UK. Of course, if you look up the temperatures, for those of you in the United States who get real lots of snow, you'll chuckle. But it certainly causes problems here because we're not used to it. But it's not going to affect me, apparently. A couple of days ago, they said that there could be a couple of times over the weekend where we would get snow in London. But I looked yesterday, and they don't seem to think that there's going to be now. But up in the north, I think there already probably is snow. And I'll just let you know, I don't really bother with the weather here, but we're on Celsius as well, so it's different. Oh, it's changed. According to them, it's going to be snow from 7 o'clock, potentially. Snow and rain, well, that equals sleet, doesn't it, the two together? So that's apparently could be happening here in London later today. Okay, I'm going to trim down the mainstream news section of the show. I ask you to bear with me. This is only the third show that I've been doing this, incorporating mainstream news rather than scripting it before, as I did for the Limeys, to try and make it a bit less sort of stilted. I just felt it was a bit, I don't know. Anyway, I just need to kind of find a set of websites to go to on a regular basis and get used to them, where decent things are to report back to you on. I guess it's probably worth looking at the Daily Mail quickly. Well, here's the top story. How leering men pursued me when I was a 9-year-old schoolgirl. Life in a town where grooming gangs operated in plain sight and their victims got the blame, writes Elizabeth Hay. And they've clearly got a victim who's white on the left, and they've got groomer who's obviously of some sort of Asian descent on the right. So these things are hotting up, and again, it just, well, I said earlier about the rise in Islamic State attacks, we're being told about stuff like that. Makes me wonder if this is all part of a perfect storm that they're going to bring together, and certain people are going to benefit from it, but not necessarily the majority. And then the next headline is, it's apparently minus 10 Celsius Arctic blast hits. Emergency plans activated in cities with fears blackouts and severe snowstorms set to sweep nations. So I'll let you know tomorrow if it's... Well, no, I won't actually, because tomorrow is my day off. I still broadcast the traditional Christian message, but I always record that on a Saturday afternoon. So I'll be posting that tomorrow. And then I'm talking to you. We'll be back on Monday for its 6 day a week run. Okay, there's nothing else that I can see worth all these stupid things. Molly Mae Hague and Tommy Fury. It's amazing, all these famous people I read about these days that get articles written about them in the Daily Mail. I feel actually content in the fact I've not heard of them. You know, there's something nice about getting older and hearing all these different so-called celebrities and think, you know, I've not heard of any of these people, and I really... I'm quite glad that I haven't. That's why when I talk about things like Nasara and Gazara off Before It's News, I don't want to look at that nonsense. It does not interest me. So anyway, let's go over to... Let's have a look at Oddity Central. That can be good value. Let's see if there's anything new at the top. And there is. Went up yesterday. Yongwoo Road. This is OddityCentral.com. Quite a good fun website. Yongwoo Road. I'll start again. Yongwoo Road. China's most beautiful flooded road. Every year, during the rainy season, a scenic road winding through China's Poyang Lake like a mythical dragon becomes flooded, offering a unique driving and visual experience. And there's a little picture there. It does look quite pretty, but I'd be a bit nervous driving along there, you know, in case suddenly, you know, it did affect the car and you sort of got stranded in the middle or something like that. But there's someone driving a truck through there that you can have a look at, and presumably there's more images if you click on the article to look at that. Okay, so let's have a look at some independent news websites. See what's going on here. And for those of you who are regulars listening to the I'm Talking To You show, I've added a couple, and we'll start off with them. Let me see, what have we got? Zero Hedge, yeah, I do apologise, that might not last long. Let's see what's going on with Zero Hedge. I looked at it yesterday, they hadn't updated their articles for a day. But this one's actually dated Saturday, January the 4th. Time to wake up. Cybertruck bomber had several manifestos warned of drones using gravitic propulsion. So, yeah, this is the latest thing. The Cybertruck bomber was actually bumped off by the security services because he worked for the army and he was going to reveal what these drones are really all about. And then they've, second article, she deserves to be in prison. Outrage ensues in the UK after Labour refuses to investigate rape gangs. Well, I'm not sure if it was Labour-run councils that were not investigating them at the time. But again, no, I can't go there. It would result in me quoting something that the Prophet Muhammad did in the Quran, and it's just not politically safe for me to do so here, so I can't do that. But yeah, it's interesting how these things are covered up, isn't it? And yeah, when you get a situation where the victims are somebody of colour, you never hear the end of it. But there you go. I suppose it would you'd have to look at who owns the media to see why some prominence is given to some stories over others, wouldn't you? Rumourmillnews.com. Any of you regular Saturday I'm Talking To You listeners remember that website? That's still going. That's a bit of a mixed bag. X22 report at the top. Rest my case. What we got? Anything interesting here? This made Glenn Beck hate daylight saving time. Well, again, my estimation is... being severely hit here as to whether to keep this one in my list. Trump Tower suspect turns out to be NJ New Jersey drone whistleblower. The drones are coming from China. Yes, I bet they are. It's the Chi-coms. That's enough of that. Let's go over to rt.com and get on with the regular ones that we run through on this show. top story, US concerned by Russia's nuclear doctrine. That's according to Blinken. Well, he won't be around too much longer, but I'm sure the same people who control him will be controlling the Trump administration. Let's move on to Rents.com. He's providing the bulk of my listening today, all 3 hours. I'm going to work my way through. Hopefully they will be of interest. New York judges talks Trump sentencing raises possibility of prison. That's links to a Fox News article, so you can check that out. Is Vegas Trump Tower attacker still alive? Alleged email manifesto warns about anti-gravity drones. Now, that is a YouTube video. But I would remind you of all these, it was always school shooters, wasn't it? They all had these manifestos that appeared online. And when you read them, they really looked like they were probably the work of, quite a lot of work had gone into them, as if more than one person had been involved, a.k.a., you know, security services. Is this all just a great big setup? We just don't know at the end of the day. These things, even if they are exposed, they'll run loads of fact checker websites trying to disprove anyone who's got legitimate information on this. And yeah, you don't really want to go down the Sandy Hook route, do you, after you saw what happened to Jim Fetzer and people like that. And that's the whole idea of what they do. Okay, Hal Turner Radio Show .com. See what's going on here. China declares emergency over illnesses sweeping the country. They're trying that again, in brackets. So, indeed, there's been a lot of talk about the Trump administration being top-heavy with people with links to pharmaceutical industry, people with pandemic experience from before, etc., etc., etc. And let's see exactly what's gone on there, because if you remember, when the lockdown started happening in China, a lot of people in the West were ridiculing them and making jokes about them all being locked in their homes and stuff like that, which kind of came back to bite the West in the backside, didn't it, when it was all happening to them too. But it's a lengthy article here. Well, they've declared a state of emergency as epidemics once again are said to be overwhelming hospitals and crematoria. It doesn't say what area. You've just got a lengthy Hal Turner remark. Okay, let's go on to earthnewspaper.com. And whilst I mentioned Mark R. Elsis putting the video up of my It's Deagle Time broadcast from Wednesday, I was kind of quite shocked to see it there, so I never actually thanked him for it. So I want to thank Mark for doing that. It's very kind of him. He's got a bigger audience than I have, so the fact that he will run with some of my content is very, very helpful. And I hope that if you've not heard about Deagle, do give it a listen, folks. It's very interesting. And if at the end of it you think it's all a load of nonsense, you've only wasted 20 minutes. And as I say in the show, it could well be a load of nonsense. It's out there, and you be the judge. And then the top story in the featured news on earthnewspaper.com is female Palestinian journalist Shazar Al-Sabah shot dead as PA forces raid Jenin refugee camp. And that's by Press TV. Then there's Book of the Day, the Tibetan Book of the Dead. You've got featured music from Rod Stewart. And with him, the only... It's all these Rod Stewart Greatest Hits albums. I think I've got the only one that I really liked. There was a song called Baby Jane that was number one when I was a kid, I think like 1982, when I would have been 9 years old. And I just never liked it. I just found it boring, a bit like UB40's Red Red Wine. But one thing that I did like of his, the only song that really comes to mind, is Do You Think I'm Sexy? And there's a wonderful Kenny Everett parody of that song, the video. So if you you should be able to find it online, because it was very famous. Kenny Everett doing Do You Think I'm Sexy by Rod Stewart. If you've not seen that video from the 70s, I think that it may make you chuckle. Okay, let's move on to censored.news. See what's going on over here. This is the Mike Adams News Aggregate website, the guy behind Natural News and Priteon.com. So it should come as no surprise that the top story is the Priteon broadcast news episode from yesterday, entitled Joe Biden and the Democrats Commit Maximum Economic Damage on Their Way Out to Try to Cripple Trump's Economy. Well, I thought you were out in America, what, $30 trillion in debt anyway? And a lot of them were thanks to what Trump did when he was in. So I'm not sure how much more damage is required. I mean, are you going to go for a currency reset and start again from scratch? I mean, how much debt do you need before you do a bankruptcy? And again, how many bankruptcies has Trump done with his companies over the years? And he still owns all this different stuff. It's amazing, isn't it? So there you go. Okay, let's close out with, the last few shows have been a bit longer than I intended. I really want to keep it around the 20-minute mark. So I hope I'm not wasting your time. It annoys me if I hear shows that I think afterwards, was it really worth listening to that? So if I keep it shorter, then if it wasn't worth listening to, at least I haven't wasted much of your time. That's the way I look at it. But I'm not on a clock here. I finish when everything that I believe is worth telling you is done. And we always finish off with the beforeitsnews.com top 10. So we timestamp that. It is 8:44, a very ominous biblical number from the book of John, 8:44 a.m. here in the UK. So 8:44 a.m. UK time this January the 4th, 2025. Here is the Before It's News top 10. So number 10. Went up a day ago, 98 people viewing this. Michael Jayco and Dr. Brian Ardis, the evidence stroke intel everyone has been waiting for. Really. Number 9, went up 5 hours ago, 106 people looking at this one. WTPN situation update, 1325. Trump Q drop, it's BQQM time. Oh dear. Be prepared for blackouts and war. Number 8, a regular in the Before It's News top 10, went up 10 hours ago, 118 people viewing. New Benjamin Fulford update, 1325. Truth bombs shock the world. Yes, I bet they do. Number 7, oh, there's the Before It's News subscribe pop-up. We'll close that. Number 7, went up 10 hours ago, 120 people viewing. SGAnon, urgent emergency, 1-3-2025. They just exposed everything. Is that an old article? Because I'm always hearing about them exposing everything, and I never become any the wiser. Number 6 went up 9 hours ago, 160 people viewing. New X-22 report, January the 3rd, Trump emergency declared. Why was the military used in the FF? In brackets, I don't know what the FF is, but I wonder if that's the same X-22 report that Rumour Mill News were running at the top of their website. Okay, number 5 went up a day ago, 177 people viewing. Lieutenant Colonel Ricardo Bosi and news treason. Big Q Trump intel, the storm has arrived, gear up. And number 4, still going strong. Been up 5 days ago, 5 days now, 182 people viewing. Dr. Jack Cruz tells all about everything. Number 3, went up 12 hours ago, 219 people viewing. Michael Jayco, urgent emergency, 1-3-2025. We should be prepared for much of this to happen. Number 2, went up 9 hours ago, 251 people viewing. And we know, 1-3-25, Trump new Q drops, nothing is as it appears, chaos future proves past. And finally, number 1, went up 7 hours ago, 388 people viewing, Dave XRP Lion, most important intel ever heard, gets this wrong, costs you millions, billions, must watch. Well, if it's the most important intel ever heard, I would have thought you could have worked a little bit harder on your grammar for that headline. Okay, so that being said, I want to thank all of you for joining me on I'm Talking To You, episode 155. Jesse Ventura became governor of Minnesota 26 years ago today. I hope this is the start of a wonderful weekend for you all. Traditional Christian message tomorrow. I'm talking to you back on Monday. And until then, folks, bye for now.